It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. The weekend is here. Welcome to it. It is 8:06, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators. It would be nice to upset the LSU Tigers in the Swamp. They're playing tomorrow at 3:30, and you never know. You never know. Something great could happen. I have a feeling.
Do you?
I have a good feeling about it.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the fight tonight?
I feel like Tyson's going to win.
Yep, me too.
And I think along with you, if he is going to win, it's going to happen fairly early.
Yeah.
Probably third or fourth round. Maybe earlier, but by third or fourth. If it goes beyond four,
yeah,
I won't be feeling as good about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Oh!
Yes?
I think it's pretty safe to say that one of the common things that most of us have experienced is watching, at one time or another, The Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
Remember that? Like water? Maybe, ow!
I melted. Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's happening right now.
What?
And you know who is shrinking like the Wicked Witch?
Who's that?
The left.
Oh,
The bottom is falling out. Now,
yes.
Now, first of all, people were starting to turn against that whole like DEI and all that fake stuff. And you saw corporations that fell for it. I mean, the Bud Light thing, you know, and it goes on from there. And, you know, to be woke is to be broke or, you know. What's the phrase? Woke is croaked now. It's dead. It's gone. So that was one. It was like, yeah, we're heading in the right direction. Then Trump winning was another one. Then Trump winning by such a margin was another solid one. And his picks are going to be another check mark. It'll just take a little time for that to get registered, shall we say. And the bottom has fallen out of the lefty agenda. MSNBC, CNN, and some of the regular networks and all the propping up, all the propaganda that they have pushed, all the stuff that's been pushed through the universities and stuff. I'm not saying it's all going to disappear tomorrow, but a lot of it is beginning to dry up. It's no longer that growing, ebbing, pussing carbuncle. It's becoming more like a wart that you put that medicine on all the time, and then eventually it kind of shrinks and goes away.
Yeah, put a little salve on it. It'll be fine.
Yeah. And here's why. Here's one of the reasons why. Talk radio, we have our role. And we continue to try to be truth tellers. I can't speak for everyone, you know, that's in this talk business, if you will. But I feel pretty good about saying, yeah, the vast majority are truth tellers, attempting to be truth tellers, giving of their folks that listen the best information that they can. And that's huge. And then you got Fox News, and they have delivered, and they have failed, and they deliver at times, but they are what they are. The podcast, the Joe Rogan effect. you don't want to overestimate it. I mean, when you compare it to radio, we are so much bigger than all the podcast stuff put together. Just so you know, the podcast stuff gets a lot more talk and a lot more play because guess what? It's the newer, shinier object, okay? I mean, we've been cranking out the hits since like the 1920s over here, me and Marconi.
Oh, yeah. Go way back.
Yeah. I mean, that's even before the Beatles. That's so old. But Joe Rogan. And here's what's interesting. Listen to this. On a recent podcast, he told his audience that artists, musicians, comedians, they have thanked him for endorsing Donald Trump. Why? Why did they thank him? Because they were afraid to do so for fear of having their careers destroyed. That statement says everything you need to know about the leftist Marxist agenda. They are evil in thought and deed. They do not love America. They do not love Americans. They have an evil agenda. The cornerstone of America and our constitutional republic rests a great deal on the idea and concept of the First Amendment, including the freedom of speech. When artists and musicians and comedians are afraid to say anything political, that's a problem. But it's not just saying anything political. It's saying anything political that goes against the lefty Marxist agenda.
Hollywood.
And that's when they want to suppress it. That's when they want to cancel it. They don't want a dialogue. You see, people that want a dialogue, they want solutions. They want to make America the best it can be. I mean, cliches aside, it's true. We want our friends, our relatives, our neighbors to do well. We all want to, quote unquote, succeed, depending on what our definition is. But we want a chance. We want an opportunity. And America, by and large, has provided that. It's gotten tougher and tougher. But this is huge. Think about it. People have said, shh, on the shot. Hey, Joe, thanks, man. Thanks for coming out because I'm afraid. And isn't that interesting? Because the left controls kind of the dialogue of the day, if you will. You know, he came out as gay. It was a courageous act.
Right.
An act of utter courage. And there might be, some truth to that, because what are you afraid of? The being ostracized, being treated differently, being shunned. Okay. Well, let's apply those same things to conservatism.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People fear. But when you do come out, they're not going, how bold? How?
No. You're shamed.
They go into hate mode.
Yes.
Speaking to New York-based legal advisor Josh Dubin, Rogan noted that too many Americans are afraid to exercise their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech because of the radical left's oppressive speech codes and cancel culture. But see, the podcast can help change that. Mm-hmm. Talk radio, if you think talk radio has been successful, and by every measurement, it absolutely has, in terms of ratings and revenue and reach. Let there be no doubt. And I'm blessed to be just a very small part of that. But this podcast thing, this new shiny object, this is reaching a group of folks that had been kind of difficult to reach, especially in the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the podcasts are achieving that. And this guy, Joe Rogan, by not being easily labeled one side or the other, just asking interesting questions of interesting guests. That's what he did.
Yep.
And he made a difference. And by the way, the success we've seen in talk radio, you ain't seen nothing yet. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 80s, where conservatism is not only okay, it's awesome. Where talking about God is more than just okay, it's awesome. And being proud to be an American and wave the flag, it's back, baby. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. It's Shep, you're on the air.
Yeah, gentlemen, I just wanted to comment on that one lawyer who said that you should uninvite your conservative family members to Thanksgiving and the holidays and whatever. Guys, I don't want anybody boo-hooing over this. I've gotten over it. But I can tell you on a personal note, my three adult children, who, by the way, I tried to raise to be conservative, they have gone so far to the left that if they take another step, they'll fall off the planet. So I can also tell you that I had a good friend of mine, 44 years. We were career mechanics. I was into the imports. He was more into diesel and marine applications. And when he was telling me all the terrible things that Donald Trump did, and I told him all the good things he did. And I said, look, you know, I think he's one of the best since Reagan. I kid you not, the guy said to me, his last words to me were, Sheppy, when the time comes, make it a clean kill. Click.
Wow.
That's the last I heard.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
something.
Crazy.
You know, I've got something for that guy and others of like mind. I'll share that with you coming up. It's 8:16. It's Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. What more do you want? 97.3 The Sky.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, how about that? It's Friday. Here we are. Good morning. Thanks for checking us out. We always appreciate it. It's 8:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, tonight. Can the old man beat the young man? It is Mike Tyson, after all.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's not your average old man.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's some ingredients in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's been fed gunpowder and beaten daily for years.
And he's eating raw meat, for goodness sakes.
Mm. He is a human version of a pit bull.
Pretty much.
He could grab a hold of a rope by his mouth and hang for an hour at least.
Oh, yeah.
If he chooses to.
Yeah.
Imagine. Anyway, no, that's going to be a form of entertainment, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, mild brain damage. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but at this point, you know, come on. Actually, you say that because there were two tests he had to take, you know, a heart test and a brain test before he could even fight tonight. So
they found he had indeed at least some of both.
Yes, that's good.
No, so he passed, whatever.
I guess so.
Yeah, there was always concern, especially a boxer, you know, of advanced age. And he is definitely under that category in terms of a boxer, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. More on that. More on, you know, the Gators are playing tomorrow, 3:30 against LSU. But here's one thing you don't have to worry about because I'm keeping an eye on it for you. Tropical Storm Sarah. This information brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. And Sarah is a tropical storm. That's why she has a name. And she is sustaining her winds at 50 miles an hour and moving to the west at 9 miles an hour. So you're looking at this thing that's just north of Honduras, going to cross the Yucatan Peninsula. And when it gets to the other side, early Tuesday morning, it will most likely begin strengthening, and then we'll have a better idea of where it's headed from there. Hopefully this thing will break down, dissipate. Hopefully there'll be enough cooler, drier air that'll come and kind of shear it off a little bit. But we must remain vigilant until we see and hear that that is the case. Okay, so we'll stay on top of it. So you don't have to. This whole weekend, totally good, totally clear. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Might be, you might, at night or early in the morning, actually be able to put on a flannel shirt without immediately breaking into a sweat. So there's that. Welcome. Welcome to fall. Maybe.
There's
fall
that whole,
light.
Yes, there's that whole big beaver moon thing tonight going on, too.
Wait a second. Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, yes. Yep.
Greg.
Yep. I think a super beaver moon. Yeah.
You of all people, I got to remind, it's a family show.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's beaver season, and so that's why they call it that.
It's beaver season.
Yes, whatever I guess they're
and
active.
This is a super beaver moon.
Yes.
Is this real, or are you getting paid undercover by the folks at Bucky's?
Well, I don't know.
Are you taking a few bucks? Because when I think of beavers, first thought that comes to my mind, maybe not yours, but mine,
Bucky's.
Is Bucky's.
Yeah. Yummy stuff. It's supposed to. So basically, the moon looks really big, and it looks really close. No, it's actually pretty. It was nice this morning.
You know what, Greg?
More so tonight.
I don't give a damn.
Really?
I was just thinking what beavers do. They build dams. So see what I did there? That's better than where your or somebody's mind might have been.
Good point.
Okay. But no, really, they call it a super beaver moon because it's beaver. What's beaver season?
I guess when they're really active, I guess.
Active building
dams. Yeah.
See?
It all ties in.
It all comes together eventually. If you stick around long enough, the ADD and the ADHD and all that kind of connects in a matrix of almost understandable gibberish.
Then toss in my OCD, and we've got quite a whole bunch of letters going on.
A side salad, otherwise known as a side word salad.
Yes.
And there you go.
Oh, we haven't heard a word salad in a couple of weeks, have
we? And hopefully we never will again, really. I'd be okay with that.
Listen. That's the sound of no cackling. Isn't it nice? No screeching voice. Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, wait a second. We could bring up...
No.
We could bring up...
I know where you're going.
You do?
I think...
You just say the first name.
Does it start with an H?
Well, last name does.
Oh.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, you got me on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Nikki Haley.
Oh, yeah. That's an old other story right there.
So Nikki Haley fails as a presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. She was former ambassador, former governor.
Yeah.
Right? But she went after Trump and said some things that couldn't easily be undone.
Yeah. She went after him way too hard to turn around and want to be part of the team.
Exactly. Eventually said she would vote for Trump over Kamala Harris. And that's like, if you've got to get to a point where that's like a statement for you.
Yeah,
I would have to check your credentials immediately. But she said, she'd vote for Trump over Kamala Harris in the months leading up to Election Day. But the endorsement, it was a day late and a dollar short for sure.
Yeah.
So Trump never did bring Haley on the campaign trail as some sort of surrogate or whatever. And allegedly that angered many establishment Republicans to which I say, good. Because we're done with your ilk, or we thought we were. The Mitch McConnells the Republican world, we thought you were done.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he has a sycophants in there. Thune, Cornyn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't by accident that they, or in the case of Thune, he is the Senate Majority Leader. Because they all got together and collaborated on it. And clearly they had a chance to push the most pro-Trump guy, clearly, heads and shoulders above the other two.
Yep.
They specifically worked together not to. They did. So, angering many establishment Republicans. Yeah, I hope you're so angry your head pops off. How about that? But Nikki Haley, she felt rejected. So she had to smear Donald Trump as shallow. He's shallow because he didn't pick me for anything.
Shows who she really is.
Wah.
Yeah.
Wah.
Who's the shallow one here?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. It is 8:28. And you've got the Bob Rose Show on. Greg Cassidy is here, and the Bob Rose Show podcast, always available. All you have to do is download it wherever you normally get your podcast, or on Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can get it there as well. And just click subscription. All right? A lot more to talk about. Trump's picks. Good, bad, ugly? Maybe. That's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, my gosh. Had to run back down the hallway. You caught me playing with my banana, and you were screaming, "Hey, we're back on the air!"
What, you making a banana split over there? What are you doing?
No, banana power shake. I was getting ready to make a little chocolate protein powder, fresh nana, banana, and a little crushed ice, and a little bit of whole fat milk.
Look at you.
And it's tasty, tasty treat. Mm-hmm. And you need that protein, the Absolutely. Building blocks, amino acids. Come on now. I could help RFK Jr. out, probably.
Hey, maybe there's a gig, you know?
They're going crazy over him as the pick for Health and Human Services. And they're really trying to position him like he's crazy. He's, you know, it's all conspiracy theories and all that.
We're all going to die.
Well, look, anybody, if he says, 100 words and out of them, 92 of them are really, it's really great stuff, and eight are not.
Right.
What do? You just say, he said some kooky thing. Well, anybody with a brain who has a sense of creativity, who has an investigative kind of mind, and you talk long enough and to enough people, yes, you're going to say a couple things that you might want to reel back in. I get it. I live in that world every day, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, and have for almost 23 years here. So, he's maybe said some things. But, again, look, we live in the Trump era. And you know what that means? That means the crazy things that Trump has said, most of them turned out to be absolutely correct. They're spying on me.
Yep.
You're crazy and paranoid. Listen to him.
Uh-huh.
He was correct. And I could go down the whole list. I'm not going to bother doing that. Hannity can do it for you. That's, he likes the lists.
And
he's always great. No, and I mean this with all sincerity. Yes. He's a great reminder. He covers the basis again in case you miss him. He's like, oh, remember this? Debt. So I like it. All right. Don't worry about the weekend. I told you that already. I'm keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Sarah for you, and Radiant Credit Union is helping me. Yes, Tropical Storm Sarah, and could become a hurricane. And if she does, that probably won't happen until Tuesday or Wednesday. But we're going to watch this thing. It's way down there. It hasn't even hit the Yucatan yet. But we'll keep an eye on 50-mile-an-hour winds, traveling mostly west at 9 miles an hour. We'll get a better idea on direction after the weekend. Okay? So, the Department of Government Efficiency, the Dogies. What are we calling it? Doge? Isn't there some other kind of thing that's Doge? Isn't there like a crypto? Doge Doge? Oh, it is. Okay. The Department of Government Efficiency, headed up by Ilan and Vivek. Yeah, they're first name guys, right? I mean, how many Ilans do you know? Not a lot. How many Viveks?
None others.
I mean, unless you live in India, probably not many. And they're going to be able to get rid of the bureaucrats and work to clear out more waste. That, according to Congressman Warren Davidson, Republican out of Ohio, during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, laying out what exactly that process would look like. Are you guys prepared for the absolute freak out when Elon and Vivek cut 80% of the federal bureaucracy?
That'd be awesome.
That was what the host asked. Well, they will propose this, and you know the president's given him a pretty generous timeline, and he really wants to have a new plan for it. As I phrase it, government small enough to fit back inside the Constitution.
Ooh.
That pocket-sized government.
I like that.
You take it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can leave it a lot of places. Right?
Some people just need to read it.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Eric, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to give y'all some perspective on one of the major things that Trump said that absolutely triggered the left and with regards to suspending the Constitution. what he is talking about, and you can go back to Lindsey Graham questioning Brett Kavanaugh during his confirmation. He talked specifically about longstanding precedent about civilians being tried by military tribunals. Under the law of armed conflict or the law of war manual, under certain conditions, military law supersedes constitutional law based on the definition of what the battlefield is. And in that,
and can you cite a precedent for that occurring in the U.S.?
I absolutely can. 9/11, they brought the battlefield to us, right?
Yeah.
They brought the battlefield to us. That's why they dropped the drone on the American citizen. That's the legal justification they use for dropping a drone on an American citizen, is that he was an enemy combatant, whether he was regardless of his citizenship status, he was deemed an enemy combatant. Okay?
Yeah.
And so if the executive branch of the United States government had been compromised by a foreign power, then guess what? The United States is now the battlefield, and different rules apply. And that's exactly what Trump is talking about. And so I'm asking people to go back and watch Lindsey Graham's questioning of Brett Kavanaugh. He puts it right in their face, what he's talking about doing.
And
that's all I got, guys.
And
have a great Friday.
Okay, you too. Yeah. I mean, you're getting it. Wow. Can we get any more kind of complicated, if you will? We can't even figure out, you know,
deep in a hurry.
Senate, House, you know, whether you pick somebody in a special election or not a special election.
Yeah. It's Friday. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is perspective from CBS News on, Matt Gaetz in general. Mm-hmm. The House Ethics Committee, which has been conducting an investigation into sexual misconduct and obstruction allegations against Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, scheduled a vote for Friday on whether to release its report. This is according to three sources with knowledge of the committee's work. Hours after President-elect Donald Trump said he planned to nominate Gaetz to be the attorney general, Gaetz resigned his congressional seat, effective immediately. Quote, I do not intend to take the oath of office for the same office in the 119th Congress to pursue the position of attorney general in the Trump administration. He said that in a resignation letter obtained by CBS News. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters there was about an 8-week period during which Florida Governor Ron DeSantis could fill his seat by setting the date for a special election, enabling the vacancy to be filled around the time the new Congress is seated, which I believe is January 3rd. The news of the scheduled vote was first reported by Punchbowl. Now that Gaetz has resigned, it's unclear whether the panel will vote on releasing the report since Gaetz is no longer in Congress. In June, the House Ethics Committee released a statement saying it was investigating a range of allegations against Gaetz, including sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and bribery. Multiple sources at the time told CBS News that four women had informed the House Ethics Committee that they had been paid to go to parties that included sex and drugs, and that Gaetz had also attended. Boy, you know, that sounds really bad. It sounds bad, doesn't it? But I've tried to illustrate this a couple of times. I'll take another swing at it. So, you're young. You go to parties. Mm-hmm. Could be friends, could be associates, could be people that, you know, may be completely unattached to your campaign, your office, whatever. Okay? It's outside of work.
Right.
And you go to a party. If you don't have knowledge of the drug use and is it illegal to pay somebody to go to a party? It is not. It's illegal for you to expect, you know, prostitutional services to be rendered. But just to say, hey, you know, yeah, I'll pay you $50 to come to the party and dress up all pretty, and it'll just make the, you know, the ambience of the room will be improved by that. Is that wrong? Terrible? I don't know. But it's just too easy to throw all this out there. Mm-hmm. You've got to connect the dots. Now, are they able to? I don't know.
But they're always looking for a gotcha.
Well, look, the DOJ, you know, they did an investigation and they dropped it.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember, man, when it's the federales.
Oh, yeah. They don't drop it.
They get like 95% closure winning, usually not for the crime committed, but they'll catch you in a lie, basically. But that alleged, I mean, that has not occurred as far as we know. So, and I wanted to give you the perspective of this is CBS News, you know, their version. And so these women, four women, were allegedly paid to go to parties that included sex and drugs. Were they paid for sex or the party itself had some sort of sexual activity that may have taken place? Again, I don't know. And that Gates had also attended, just attendance.
Right.
The committee has Gates's Venmo transactions that allegedly show payments for the women. Gates has repeatedly denied wrongdoing and called the committee's investigation a frivolous smear campaign. There is a precedent in Congress on the Senate side for an ethics committee report to become public after a member resigns. In 2011, this happened with when Senator John Ensign of Nevada resigned amid allegations he tried to hide an extramarital affair. But that's not clear that that would apply to the House, leaving open the possibility that the report on Gates would not be released. I mean, if it's released and everybody knows what the charges are, he would have the opportunity to respond to these allegations. If it's not, it could just leave kind of a, you know, a cloud over him.
Which, for some, that would just make them just happy.
Exactly.
So,
but if you think you're on the side of being right and not being participant in any wrongdoing, then right. you would want to defend your name.
Sure.
And again, this is the Trump era. That means the idea that somebody would use investigative arms of the Department of Justice against you for political reasons, I mean, that's not a theory anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tony, you're on the air.
You know, I agree, Bob, and it's almost like that question they were asked, you know, well, Mr. Gates, when did you stop beating your wife?
Right.
The one thing that he and Trump have in common is they've been investigated and they found nothing. So this is all noise. It also shows the brilliance of this pick because it's got them all jammed up. I've heard more about Matt Gates in the past week and sexual allegations than I have anything coming out of the Epstein Island or the Diddy freak-offs or any of that stuff. We still don't know anything, but yet CBS and all the, you know, the Democrat reporting machine has been nothing about Matt Gaetz. It just shows you this is straight noise, and also it's got him a little upset. That's my take, Bob.
I think I'm right there with you.
I love the new meme. More under this administration, more squirrels and raccoons have been arrested than people on Epstein's list.
Wow.
That's a great one.
That is a great one.
And it's true.
Yes.
So, yeah, just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Here comes weekend. Happy, happy Friday. Let's go Gators taking on LSU. That's going to be a challenge. That's in the swamp tomorrow at 3:30. Tonight, Tyson, Jake Paul going at it. Right now, you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Hey, when you get praises from Rocky Balboa, I think you've officially arrived.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying, Paulie? Remember Paulie?
Oh, yeah.
He had his issues, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
It is 8:48. Good Friday morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Click subscribe when you download it. And enjoy. Sylvester Stallone compared President-elect Donald Trump to one of the most famous characters, Rocky Balboa, and labeled him the second George Washington, which, of course, put Trump on the spot. He's like, these teeth are not made out of wood. They're very expensive veneers. You're insulting me. No. Did I get you?
You got me.
That's my job. Trump, of course, defeated his opponent, Kamala Harris, to win another term in the White House. Yes, if you're just joining planet Earth again, you've been away for a little while. Trump is going to be the president, the 47th, yes. January 20th. The election already happened. It's a done deal. Uh-huh. Are you still every once in a while, like, taking a deep breath, having to remind yourself to relax those shoulders? You're still a little tight. There's a little anxiety. It's over. Doesn't mean there's still challenges, but I'm saying that part of it is over.
Well, I was joking about it a while ago, but I was in a way really serious. Not hearing Kamala,
yeah,
and that screeching and the lies and the all that garbage all the time has been like a weight lifted. It's like, wow, it's like the birds are singing again, you know?
We went from Kamala to just calm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big difference, too.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
So can you imagine Stallone?
Oh, man.
Hanging out with Stallone?
Yeah.
He introduced the president-elect at an American First Policy Institute gala that was hosted at Mar-a-Lago. The Rambo actor described Trump as a mythical creature. Ed referenced the Oscar-winning movie Rocky. Yeah. I mean, again, that's another like shared experience. If you haven't seen that, that you've got to see that because I just
Come on, you got Rocky and you got Hulk Hogan. Come on. What more do you need? You don't even need the Secret Service. Come on.
Oh, I didn't even think of it that way. Yeah. Especially some of those.
Yeah. Buffoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, referenced Rocky. And, of course, everyone knows that story. I mean, Rocky Balboa was the epitome of the underdog. The loser, struggling boxer, drinking too much, a little sloppy, you know? Not exactly who you would pick to rise to the top and get a title bout. He didn't appear to be qualified, but he was called.
And he won.
I see some parallels emerging here. When I did Rocky, if you remember, the first image was a picture of Jesus, and it says Resurrection AC Club. I found a church that had been converted to a boxing ring. So the image pans down from Jesus onto Rocky being hit. We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology, and this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off, so I'm in awe. Really?
Nice.
I think that he captured it very well. And remember, he wrote that screenplay for Rocky. Mm-hmm. And then talk to people that were going to invest in it into letting him play the role.
Yeah.
And if you look back at that, he was kind of a dumpy guy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I remember it was on some interview where he was talking to other actors who was going to play Apollo Creed.
Right.
And then Carl Weathers walks in.
Uh-huh.
Played football at San Jose State.
Oh, yeah.
Shredded, ripped dude, good looking guy. I mean,
oh yeah, he fit
you want
the
a guy
part.
To play a world champion boxer?
That's him.
He came out of literally casting Central Casting, and he, you know, Stallone talks about that, and he looked at him and he's like, oh man, do I look especially pudgy up against this guy? And it really motivated him, to sharpen up and get in shape, as you definitely saw in Rocky II.
But you know, going back to the Trump thing. He wins, he gets the belt, and then he loses. A little time goes by, and people are thinking, he had his shot. He had it. Okay, he had his moment. He's washed up now. And here he comes again.
The parallel continues. Mm-hmm. It really is a good one.
It is. I love it.
God calls the unqualified.
Uh-huh.
Not going to get too Bible-ish on you, but it is true. How many stories in the Bible, Greg, and you know it better than I do, are stories of redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Really, and I mean, who was the big Christian hunter back in the day? He wanted to kill Christians.
Yes.
Wasn't that who became Paul?
Then change your name, change your life, you move on.
So he became a hunter and basically a murderer of Christians, because that's what they did to him back then, to one of the greatest contributors to the Bible and the original apostles. So, stories of redemption.
Yeah. And here we are.
Calling the unqualified and then qualifying them. Now, if you think about it, if you made a movie.
Oh, yeah.
And the movies will be made. But if you made a Trump movie and then you showed it to audiences who didn't know the story.
Right.
They'd be like, there's a couple of stretches there.
Yeah. Well, first off, you go, okay, so a billionaire who, like, has his life, his lavish life. you're going to restrict him to the confines of being the president. You got to live in the White House. You got to do all the campaigning. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Hey, did Arnold ever kind of come around? Because wasn't he getting kind of weird on us?
You know,
Schwarzenegger.
That is kind of weird when you stop and think about him. Because I was watching a documentary on him the other day. And it was way back early in his career when he heard Richard Nixon speak. Because mm-hmm. he was trying to figure out how he fit into his belief with American politics. Mm-hmm. And when he heard Nixon, he goes, oh, I like what he says, so mm-hmm. I'm a Republican. But unfortunately, as we know, life in California, life in Hollywood, he wasn't really the most conservative Republican, even when
Which
he was
in
governor.
California might be okay.
Yeah, but for our standards. Right. You know, but I don't know that he ever came around.
Well, it's interesting because think about it. He married a Kennedy.
I know.
But then
there's some irony.
But then
yes.
didn't support a Kennedy.
Right.
And in fact went against the guy that Kennedy endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is so many just interesting variations.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that makes me a much bigger Rocky Balboa fan,
right.
Sylvester Stallone fan than Arnold.
I think so.
Although I still like Arnold, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, you cannot question his accomplishments. I mean, comes here, you know, from Austria, you know, Mr. Everything you can imagine. And even the fact that he always beat Lou Ferrigno, because Lou was bigger, had bigger muscles, but... Man, Arnold, he played the game. He played the Psychops game on Lou. I mean, he did it all. And then becomes governor. I mean, yeah, marries into the Kennedy family. He did okay.
It's more difficult for a taller bodybuilder to appear symmetrical.
Yes.
In fact, when Arnold first came around, the average bodybuilder was about 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
So Arnold's not as big as we have been sort of led to believe.
Sure.
He's about 5'11", 6 foot maybe. But he looked bigger than most of them.
Exactly.
Except for Lou.
Yes.
But again, then you have that whole idea of appearing symmetrical.
Right. But when he would turn green, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, everybody else is using tanning lotion.
Yeah,
and
he's like all greened up.
Lou would be,
yeah.
But then those cutoff jeans.
Yeah.
It just, gave him a dated look.
It was
you know?
The 70s, you know.
The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, somewhat based in reality, possibly. Hang in there.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.